podcast for witches, intersectional feminists, and Wiccans alike, with a focus on current events, witchcraft, paganism, and life as a person of color, aka my day-to-day life. Before we get started, just some basic housekeeping. If I research something or have done research, it will be cited on the blog post with a corresponding title. I will be using the terms Wiccan, pagan, and witch interchangeably, but only in reference to myself because I identify with all of these titles. This does not imply that they are the same thing. And I love being able to make my podcast and blog for you all, but this podcast will sometimes contain ads to help me pay for necessities in college. If you would like to support me and my work and minimize the need for ads, please go to anchor.fm/wiccantations and hit the support button. Starting at as little as 99 cents per month, you can subscribe and help me financially. Any donations are greatly appreciated. Thank you. This is a Witch Behind the Brew episode. That means that I will be talking about my personal life and experiences. Hello, I'm back again. Merry met and blessed be everyone. Hi. This is just a casual episode, nothing serious. You know, I did say that I was going to try to publish the first one. Sorry, I just get a really funny text. It says, I just passed a woman and a man sitting next to each other, and the man went, I'm sorry, I'm actually engaged. I really hope it's two men. Oh, that could be so funny. On one hand, I'm like, my girlfriend's in a subway station right now, and she's the one who sent me that text, and on one hand, I'm like, shoot your shot. On the other hand, a subway station is a really odd place. Because I like a subway station though. Like that just, no, I don't. No, I'm sorry. I just like the idea of like asking someone out on public transportation, like at least at a bar, it kind of makes like a little more sense. Like that's somewhere you go to socialize, like, or at some like sort of dance or part, like that makes sense. But like a subway though, like I'm just trying to get home from work. I really don't need you talking to me right now, male, female, or otherwise, unless your name is Chris Hemsworth or Zendaya or my girlfriend. So, that's just an odd choice, honestly. Okay, anyways, back to the point. What I was trying to say was that, like, I totally had every intention to publish that last episode on Friday. Ooh. I'm pouring tea right now, and, like, the hot water is basically at the top. I always make 2 cups of water. I don't know why. It's just, like, a thing I do. And my mug is not big enough to hold 2 cups of water, so it's kind of having an identity crisis right now, and is like screaming at me. It's not happy with me right now. But yeah, you know, like I just feel like that's such a weird flex. That really is a weird flex. Like, what, subways, really though? That's so odd. Anyways, yeah, so I had every intention on publishing that last episode, you know, on Friday, on my scheduled day, like a normal person. But Friday was also prom night, and I had to get my hair done, and I was getting it done, and I completely spaced on, like, scheduling it. Also, I scheduled the one that came out on Monday. I caught myself, you know, so that's pretty cool. I really appreciate the scheduling thing, so this means that, like, if there comes a time where I need to, like, back record a bunch of episodes, I can do that and not have to worry about, like, it'll having to go on and, like, publish them on time because it'll do it for me, which is nice. It makes me very, very happy. But yeah, so it's a learning curve. We're learning. We're getting better. So I'm going to do this episode now, and then hopefully I can record the Astara episode, because I do want to get one on the holidays in while I still can. Tomorrow, And then with the Astara episode, because I'll be like doing notes and stuff, and I type a lot of the stuff on my computer, I will have a new post for my Patreon page, which will be pretty cool. And just to be clear, even though it is a Patreon page, like, you can still post things and make them public, so to speak. So, like, you don't have to log in or sign up or be a patron or anything like that to be able to, like, see what I'm posting for certain things. So that's what I've been doing, or what I will be doing. I only have one up right now, which is just, like, a background post on me. So don't worry about, like, oh, I need to, like, start paying her money to see this stuff. Like, no, I want to make sure the information is accessible to everyone. But if you do want to become a patron, I wouldn't be mad, just so you know. But yeah, okay. The point of this episode is that I said I wanted to give y'all a prom update. And it, oh my god, it was just such a good night. And feel free to, like, skip this if you don't want to hear me talk about myself for the next, like, 30 minutes. First and foremost, my outfit was gorgeous. There was a brief moment of panic because the first hairstyle that my hairdresser did, I kind of hated it, and I was like, I can't go with this. But I went back Saturday morning, and she redid it for me, and the redo was so much better. Exactly what I needed. So I was pretty happy with that. Oh, no. This is not good. I just added my normal 2 spoons of sugar, and this tea looks like it's about to overflow. I don't want to sip it like that, but it's also about to overflow, and I can't put my spoon in. Stir. Oh, no. Oh, that's so hot. Okay. But yeah, so outfit was on point. Hair was on point. Everything was on point. Yeah, I was looking fabulous. I will try to post a picture on my Instagram, and I will be trying to post more on my Instagram, just like in general. We're getting there. We're working our way up there, you know? We're working our way up there. But yeah, so that was nice. That was amazing, and that was great. And then my girlfriend, oh my god, she was so pretty. She was so, so pretty. I will only be posting pictures of me because she doesn't even know about this podcast yet because we haven't had, like, that conversation. I mean, it's not going to be a big deal because, like, I think I have mentioned to her about, like, my pagan beliefs, and I know she's not going to be like, Mika, you're a heathen. But, like, you know, just making sure, just be like, hey, this is what I do, this is what I practice, this is what I believe, and this is how it all falls into each other. Like, she's Jewish, so we're already, like, crossing religion, and she knows that I'm definitely not Jewish or Christian, so we're already, or just a part of any Abrahamic faith, so we're already, like, crossing religious boundaries that I don't think this will be that far of a step, since she's already, like, kind of aware, so it's fine. She also doesn't even know about this podcast and that I do it, so none of my friends do. It's just me. Yay. Maybe they'll find out one day. They probably will find out one day, but I don't know. I kind of like this having it as my thing. Or that no one knows about my top secret thing. What was I saying? What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. I was mentioning that I was going to try to post a picture of the outfit, but, like, either, like, and just nothing of her. May have to crop her out. Whoops, my bad. I'm sorry, but, like, I don't want it. Yeah, that's. I still gotta maintain my privacy somewhere, even though I tell you all my business anyway. But she was so gorgeous. Oh my god, she was all, like, tall and lanky. She's a very lanky girl, okay, but that's okay because I love her that way. And she's, like, my little lanky buff girlfriend, such a butch. She's such a soft butch. It makes me so happy. And she was just all there, and she was all just like, there was me who was like, let me be the most ostentatious possible with, like, a full-on, like, I don't want to call it a princess skirt or, like, a ball gown, but, like, my skirt definitely has some, like, poof to it. It wasn't form-fitting all the way down. Like, I had flowers in my hair. My heels were 4 inches. Like, I went for it. So she's all here, like, elegant glam. She's in, like, a sleek black dress with this little, like, white sash accent thing. Little kitten heels. I was like, that's murder. But I feel you. But I understand you're trying to find formal shoes. But she's in these, like, little kitten heels, and she's wearing pearls. And I'm like, oh, my God. And her curls. Oh, my God. I love her hair. Okay. Like, I love it. I love it. I love it. It gives me so much life, honestly. And part of the reason her hair gives me so much life is definitely rooted in like my internalized racism when it comes to like hair and body image and what's the ideal body type and that kind of thing, and rooted in like white supremacy and all that stuff. Cause you know, my brain's always like the straighter the better, even though I know I shouldn't think like that with my 4C hair. But it is what it is. But yeah, so like I just really love her hair, okay? Like her curls are like huge and they just bounce, man. They're just so bouncy. So the fact that she was like all full curls, I was like, ugh, my heart. When she straightens her hair, it's great. When she does curls, it's great. Either way, I love her hair, and I just, it's, she just, she's so perfect, okay? She's so perfect. And like, it was so cute because we went to go and take pictures, and then I stand next to her, and all I hear her go under her breath is just like, I'm still taller. Yes, I'm still taller. And I wanted to die. She's so cute. Ugh, I can't. Oh my God. I'm sorry. I just like went on a whole just my girlfriend's amazing gushing rant thing. But she really is amazing. Anyway, I got my best friend to come. And one of my best friends, she's black, for context. So you know that she looked amazing, okay? Because I got her to wear yellow, and she was in this form-fitting short yellow dress that was all like lace and stuff. And oh my God, she killed it. She looked so good. I love seeing her in it. It was amazing. She killed it. But like, we danced. My girlfriend doesn't really dance, you know? She's not that kind of person. Like, I had to, like, I pulled her onto the dance floor for Mr. Brightside, and she was dying. And it's Mr. Brightside. So I was like, all right, I would give you a reprieve. Because most of the other music was like twerking music and grinding music and like pop slash hip hop-ish kind of stuff. So like I was out there on that dance floor and I was getting it, okay? Like my friends and I were like, we all form our own wild little club right in the middle, and we're just like, we're gonna lose it and we're just gonna do whatever we want. And it was fun and it was great and it was amazing. Happily, I did hold her hand and that was fun. It was really nice because she has bigger hands than me. So it was like all like, I felt like such a little spoon, and I was like, ah. Okay, yeah, so we held hands, which was nice. And then I also kissed her on the cheek for the first time, which was also fun. And then the best part about that was that there was a photo booth there, and so you could like see the countdown going on the screen. So I timed it perfectly. So the first time I kissed her on the cheek was right when the camera went off. So I now have that expression immortalized forever in my photos, and I feel like such a boss because of that. It was just really sweet. And I had every intentions of like going for the full kiss, like on the lips kiss. But then she was a great DJ. DJ Beauty and the Beats, she killed it. She was amazing. But like we got a that DJ was like, oh, there are 10 minutes left, so we better turn up. And I was like, we better slow down. We need to slow down because I need a slow song because I don't want to kiss her to a twerking dance floor. And because I know she's not gonna get up to dance in the first place. So that dream went down the drain. So hopefully we can try again in her next softball game, because that's the idea. No, we're gonna find a moment. I'm gonna work up the courage again, because it definitely took me the whole like month and a half we've been together versus some of my friends, which are like, yeah, we definitely did it on the first day. And I was like, oh, great. Things, okay? Just things. Oh God, I really want to kiss her, but like consent and proper practices, and I am gonna ask for consent and all that good stuff. But like, also, even it's just nerve-wracking, okay? Like, just insecurities and all that kind of things, and just it's yeah. I don't know, it's a mess. But yeah, my prom was great. It was really, really nice. It was so nice, and then just like. Right now, I'm kind of like preparing for NOLA life, New Orleans life, which is pretty exciting. I'm also reading Another Country by James Baldwin, which is like a really nice commentary on race and society in the 60s, but it's also very much applicable to now. And spoiler alert, I'm going to tell you right now, because I'm about to spoil like partway through the plot. There's this Italian-American character, he's white, named Vivaldo, right? Now, Vivaldo is really into Ida. Ida is a black woman, and Ida is Rufus's sister. Rufus is Vivaldo's best friend, but Rufus committed suicide. So, and then just Vivaldo, I kind of like him, but he's also so gross, because he's like so into Ida, and he's totally fetishizing her. And I just don't want to read that. So, like, someone spoiled a bit of it, the plot for me, and told me that they have sex. And I'm just like, I don't need to see this poor girl being, like, fetishized and counted as an object by this white man who, like, does not understand the fact that he's not actually a minority. Because, like, one of the big things about Vivaldo is that, like, while he did grow up in a black neighborhood, and, like, he is Italian, which at the time America's still xenophobic, but we were, like, a lot xenophobic then. So the fact that, like, sorry, I'm just watering my plant. This is, like, the singular plant that I have because I just don't have a green thumb, even though I really, really want one. And that's actually kind of sad. Because I wish, I want to be, like, Jungle Lady, but I don't have a green thumb. But, yeah, so, like, Vivaldo's over here, like, yeah, I'm Italian-American. I get it. I'm oppressed, too. And I'm, like, and Rufus is, like, no, you're stupid. Rufus has his own issues. This is not to say that Rufus knew what he was talking about, but just, like, in this specific instance, Rufus definitely didn't. Rufus was like, no, please exit stage left with your BS. Okay, I've definitely steeped my tea long enough. It's been in there for a while. I've been away for a while now. Okay, other thing is, like, I'm trying to do a performance at this show that's coming up, and like the theme is ability, and so the idea is that I'm like, I want to try to pick a song related to ability that kind of makes sense with the theme. And like in general, I'm just not sure what song I want to pick, but one of the ones I'm thinking about is I Don't Want to Be You Anymore by Billie Eilish, because it's very okay, first and foremost, it's a gorgeous song, okay? It is beautiful. I love, love, love Billie Eilish. Also, she's not that much older than me, and that's a weird, weird thought. I'm like, And, like, part of her success is definitely based on her privilege. Like, she grew up in, if I remember correctly, California, which is privilege, because you know California's, like, bougie city. Okay, she got homeschooled, also privilege, and her brother's a very big, well-known music producer, also privilege. So, like, she's hella privileged, and that definitely contributed to her success so far, in my opinion, but that's not to say that I don't think she has talent. I just think that, like, her popularity specifically, a good portion of it is attributed to, the like, all the different privileges that she has had in life, and it's, like, oh my god, my head hurts. Sorry, this is why I'm drinking tea right now. But yeah, so it's just like a beautiful song, and it's very introspective, and it's, I don't know, I feel like it's very representative of like that feeling of just like not, of self-hatred kind of that comes up sometimes. And it came on her, what do you call it again? Fork. Yeah, you know what? Let's use the Good Place words for this, because that's actually perfect. Fork. Fork, 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 fork. What the fork is it? What the fork is it? God, I can't remember what it's called. But you know those like teeny tiny little albums? It's not a mixtape. Her EP. Yeah, on her EP, Don't Smile at Me, she had like both I Don't Want to Be You Anymore and Copycat, which was really interesting because Copycat is like basically like you're trying to be me and that's not gonna fly. That's basically what Copycat is like. Hi, I see you trying to be like me, and this is just not going to pass, and this is not going to happen. Versus I Don't Want to Be You Anymore, which is like, even I don't want to be me, so feel free. I'm in a mood right now. Why not? Why the hockey not? I'll sing it for you guys. With my cough and... after a sip of tea. Maybe I should do, maybe like later down the road when I have like more items and things, I should do like a Wicca / pagan ASMR episode. Just like get a really high quality microphone and be like, this is the sound of shuffling tarot cards. And we'll do like shuffling sounds. It's like, this is the sound of me like swirling my spoon. Just like, did you enjoy that sneak peek? Did you enjoy that sneak peek of my ASMR? I'm done now. I promise. That was like it. I hate ASMR personally. It, instead of like, I know people are like, oh, it's so calming. And like personally for me, I'm just like, that stresses me out. The fact that I can like hear these individual little sounds like actually stresses me out. And it's not good. Anyways, I Don't Want to Be You Anymore by Billie Eilish, the song that I quite possibly might be performing next Wednesday after little to no practice. Don't be that way, fall apart twice a day. I just wish you could feel what you say. You'll never tell, but I know you too well. Got a mood that you just wish you could sell. If teardrops could be bottled and be swimming pools filled by models, told a tight dress is what makes you a whore. If I love you was a promise, you'd you break it if you're honest. Tell the mirror what she knows she's heard before. For, oh, I don't wanna be you anymore. Hands getting cold, only feelings getting old. I'll be made from a broken mold. Hurt I can't shake. We've made every mistake. Only you know the way that I pray. If teardrops could be bottled, then be swimming pools filled by models. Told a tight dress is what makes you. Oh. Okay, sorry, I'm tired of it. Ooh, there's also Lovely by Billie Eilish, which is so good. One more sip of tea, guys. Should I slurp? No, I'm not gonna put you through that. Okay. Currently drinking Earl Grey tea. Nothing special. Didn't put any like special thoughts or intentions behind it or anything like that. So good though. I love anything that's like in a black tea base. It's just so, so good. Okay. Lovely by Billie Eilish and Khalid. Thought I found a way. Thought I found a way, yeah. But you never go away. So I guess I gotta stay now. Oh, I hope someday I'll make it out of here. Even if it takes all night or 100 years. Need a place to hide, but I can't find one near. Wanna feel alive outside. I can't find much here. Isn't it lovely? All alone. Heart made of ice, my mind of stone. Tear me to pieces, skin and bone. Hello, welcome home. Ooh, maybe I can get my friend to do that one with me. That would be so good. I don't know which friend, though. I don't know. Either way. Anyways, that's, like, my life right now. It's been 25 minutes. I think that qualifies enough time for me to talk about myself. I really was about to give up halfway through this because I'm like, I don't have anything interesting to say. I guess I do. But, you know, if you want to know about my personal life, now you have something to think about. If you didn't, oh well, I guess. Sorry. I don't know. I don't know what else I need to say. That's all. Oh, yeah. I got a collapsible straw, and now I feel kind of bougie because it's in, like, this fancy, like, it's like, not only did I just get a metal straw, I got, like, a collapsible one, and I'm like, ooh, look at my bougie self. Look at my bougie. What did they? I should look this up. Like, I should be prepared next time so I can just start using good place words instead of actually cursing. What word do they use for this? Ash. Got it. It's ash. Okay. But yeah, so like my bougie ash self over here with this like, you know, collapsible straw. It's like on one hand, yay, helping the environment. On the other hand, I feel so bougie, y'all. I feel so bougie. Like the idea of like going somewhere and just being like, don't give me a straw. Let me just whip my collapsible one out. Woo! It's just so weird. But it's like pretty dope though. It's like tall, which is nice. It's like a decent length, I guess. My iPad is about 10.5 inches and it's about slightly shorter than my iPad. So maybe like 10 inches fully expanded. And then you have to do like, it doesn't, the box, yo, there was, the box doesn't come with really like with any instructions. I ordered it on Amazon. So like the folding, but you kind of just like pull the pieces. It's like this rubber thing and then like four metal pieces and then you just pull it apart. Pull the metal pieces. This just does not make any sense without any visuals. But like, yeah, it works is the point. And then it comes with like a little cleaner thing and like a little magnet to hold the top closed, which is dope. But yeah, you know, I feel bougie, but it's all right. Wow, I somehow made it to 30 minutes actually because I interrupted myself to talk about my freaking collapsible straw like a bougie ash person. Like ash, bougie, ash. So censorship gods, I said ash, not the other one, not donkey butt, so leave me alone. God, am I spastic on this recording? I'm sorry. I'm on my period. I had a really rough day. I didn't get as much cuddle time as I wanted to with my girlfriend, which was very, very annoying, and I'm going to force it tomorrow. Other people can suck my butt, my left ass cheek. Also, subscribe to Salty Magazine, and because it's so good. I personally love it. But forewarning, it's very NSFW, not safe for work. So if you're okay with that, it's perfect. But like, it's just such a good magazine. Like, I don't know how to explain it right now. I'm a little tired. She's so good. She's so good at artsy things. Sorry, if you can't tell that I'm spazzy right now, I'm like so spazzy. It's not good. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm like on my period. I have a headache. My cramps have not appeared this round, which is nice. I'm like also kind of frustrated because this is a little NSFW, but it's my podcast and I do what I want on it, so I'm going to say it anyway. But like, I really want to switch to menstrual cups, both because of like environmental things and because like I don't actually know what's in a pad, and that's like I keep on seeing these articles where it's like, here are all these weird chemicals that are in your pads. And I'm like, oh, great. And I don't want to use a tampon because they frighten me. But I can't get the forking menstrual cup up my vagina. Vagina's not a curse word, censor gauze, okay? So you can't censor me for that. It is a medical term for the inner canal of your vulva, okay? Medical terminology. But yeah, so I can't get the forking cup up my vagina, and I don't like it, and I really want to switch, but it doesn't work. And if that's not the most stressful thing ever, I'm tired of this. I'm so tired of this. But yeah, okay, I'm done now. I've been rambling on since forever. Mary Met, Mary Part, blessed be. I'm gonna shut up now because I've been talking so much. Goodbye. Hi, just want to say that I'm kind of trash again because I'm publishing late. Again, this is great. I'm gonna do my best on Friday. We'll see how it goes. It's Thursday. It is 6:49 p.m. and I'm an idiot. That's all. Thank you for listening. Please return back to your regularly scheduled programs. Feel free to contact me by email at wicantations@gmail.com, or you can find me on Instagram at the handle wicantations. That is spelled WICCANTATIONS. If you'd like to learn more about my opinion on these topics, please visit my blog. The link is in the bio. I am doing bi-monthly anonymous tarot readings. If you would like to submit a question, please email me, DM me, or contact me through my blog with anonymous tarot reading in the subject line. If you would like to guarantee a tarot reading by paying for one, feel free to contact me for more information.